Stay tuned for a message from Facebook after the show.
If you do not believe in science, I hope you believe in observed evidence. You walk around this community, you walk around this park around Lake Oroville, you see the reality, a reality that is set in this state in very indelible ways, and that is we're in the midst of a climate emergency.
The death toll increasing as about 100 major wildfires burn in the West.
These fires have been part of the landscape here for years, and Governor Gavin Newsom this week just really seemed to lose patience.
Close to 3.2 million acres burned in the last number of months here in the state of California.
His words have been echoed by the governors of Oregon and Washington.
Explaining this to my four kids, my little four-year-old, talking to me about what is going on outside and why he can't play around with a soccer ball outside.
He said, look, California has seen increasing wildfires, record wildfires for the last couple of years. And he pretty much warned, you know, California is America fast forward, that what we're experiencing here in California is coming to communities all across the United States.
That's not the world I want to leave to my kids. It's not the world you want to leave to your kids. This is not the world that anyone should be experiencing.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch. And today, Carla Marinucci on how, as the West burns and governors are fed up, Trump is coming to town.
Right now, we're looking at what is almost an apocalyptic scene here in the West. You've got historic wildfires that have scorched millions of acres and have destroyed thousands of homes in California, Oregon, and Washington, killing, at this point, 33 people, 22 of them in California. We've seen over the last couple of weeks, I mean, Western folks have woke up to orange skies that are nothing if not disturbing, having to keep your lights on all day long. And as I speak to you today, we have almost a fog over the entire Bay Area where I live. It's actually wildfire smoke. We are breathing in some of the worst air quality in the world.
Yeah, air quality has been reaching dangerous levels. Cities like Portland and Washington, too, seeing worse air quality than Beijing because of these fires. And now President Trump is visiting the West, visiting California today to survey the damage from these fires. And this is after a lot of criticism for not saying much about this, right? Like, why is this visit happening in this moment?
This is following weeks of silence with regard to what's going on in the West. He's arriving, you know, only after these firestorms have scorched these states for weeks and resulted in billions of dollars in damage. This stop was added to a campaign swing out here. He's in Nevada. He's in Arizona. He's doing rallies. He's doing fundraisers. In his rally in Nevada on Saturday.
Tonight, our hearts are with all of the communities in the West battling devastating wildfires. I'm going there the day after tomorrow. I'm staying in your state tonight, but I'm going to be going to California.
Made the case again that he doesn't think climate change is part of this.
We haven't. They never had anything like this. But, you know, it is about forest management. Please remember the words. Very simple. Forest management. Please remember.
It's going to be interesting to see how he is received in California and whether Governor Gavin Newsom will receive him. That's something we still don't know, whether the governor is going to be on hand to greet President Trump and maybe give him a photo op when he arrives in Sacramento on Monday.
Well, yeah, I mean, these are two people, President Trump and Governor Newsom, who are known for their disagreements on Twitter and in person. Even last time Trump visited the scene of a California fire in 2018, when the state saw the deadliest fire ever recorded there, there was a similar situation playing out, right? With Trump not talking about climate change. Do you expect to see the same thing happen again this time?
Trump's last visit to the wildfires came just days after Gavin Newsom had been elected. He still hadn't taken office, and Jerry Brown was still governor. And yes, they sort of toured some of the fire areas, and President Trump did get a photo op out of that.
Well, I want to thank the mayor and the governor-elect, and we know the FEMA folks.
I think that this time around, we may see something very different because of Newsom's very, very stark words this week, saying that he has lost patience with people who are climate change deniers, who believe in, and I'm using his words, BS with regard to climate change.
You can, you know, exhaust yourself with your ideological BS by saying, well, 100 years ago we should have done this or that.
And President Trump in the last couple of days has just been unapologetic on this. I mean, even on Saturday in Nevada, he talked about California's extreme agenda, which he said has resulted in blackouts here. So appearing to blame California for some of what has gone on here. And this sort of goes to the debate that's going on with regard to California. Many Republicans say it has been fire management practices. It has been environmentalists running the show in California that have increased the intensity of the fires here. What Newsom has said and what the environmental community have said is that for decades and decades, much of it under Republican governors here, the state did not practice fire management. Also, under the Trump administration, the U.S. Forest Service budget has been cut by $2 billion, and 47% of the land in California is owned by the federal government. So this is sort of the back and forth that's going on as Trump lands here in California. The drama here is just how much Newsom has to do with Trump when he lands in California. He has been very, very magnanimous toward Trump when it comes to the issue of the COVID crisis.
I want to thank the president not only for being available for a phone call at a moment's notice, but being willing to directly commit to all of us in the state of California to a substantial increase in supply of these swabs.
And when it comes to FEMA and the fires, he has also been quick to praise the Trump administration. I don't think we're going to see a repeat here of what Newsom did with regard to COVID, saying Trump promises made, promises kept.
Promise made, promise kept. 90,000 on the way, be distributed tomorrow.
That was a clip that the Trump campaign has used in their campaign ads of Newsom appearing to endorse Trump. I think that Newsom is going to try to avoid that. And that's why it's going to be interesting to see the back and forth, whether there is any face-to-face, whether there is any photo op, and what exactly is the conversation if we see these two together.
If they talk, if something tangible comes of this visit, as someone who's covered this state and its politics in and out, what do you think that should be? Like, what is California, what is Oregon and Washington, the people living in these states, experiencing these fires every year, what do they need?
I think it's a two-part solution. What we're talking about is more money being spent by the federal government with regard to forest management, but also Gavin Newsom clearly feels that there needs to be a recognition of climate change and its effects on extreme weather. And that's where he believes the solution lies here, and the other Western governors do too. That's the difference here. He has often said, as California goes, so goes the nation, that California is America's coming attraction. And on this case, the coming attraction is devastating indeed, is his message. If the federal government doesn't get to work, not only on federal lands, but also on controlling climate change.
But if the past is any indication, it's unlikely we'll see anything like that from President Trump this week. What do you think his strategy is here, especially given that this is a massive disaster happening in the months right before an election?
It's fascinating. I mean, he has been silent for 3 weeks on this issue as the states have burned, as people have died, has have billions of dollars in damage. The last statement he made in August was to talk about how we're not raking leaves in California in the forests, and perhaps he might have to cut off funding because California is not listening to the federal government. That was his last statement. So at this point, he's taken some criticism for going golfing, for doing campaign events, for going through the entire Republican National Convention, mentioning the hurricanes in the southern United States, but never once mentioning what was happening out here in the West. So I think people here will be watching to see whether there's any kind of show of empathy and any kind of extension of support in terms of finances from the federal government, in terms of manpower to fight what is an absolutely devastating situation across three states.
Carla Marinucci, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
Also today, the White House is moving forward with a plan to dramatically slash drug costs after talks broke down with the pharmaceutical industry's major lobby. President Trump tweeted on Sunday that he signed a new executive order after he signed a version of the directive more than a month ago, but said he would hold it so the industry could come up with an alternative. The plan would tie payments for certain Medicare drugs to the significantly lower costs the treatments sell for abroad. The pharmaceutical industry and several conservative groups strongly opposed the plan over the way it would effectively import foreign governments' price controls. And billionaire and former Democratic presidential contender Mike Bloomberg says he'll spend as much as $100 million in Florida to defeat President Trump. The cash infusion comes as residents of Florida are set to start voting by mail at the end of the month, and polls indicate a tightening of the race in the state, which is a must-win for Trump. As much as 75% of Florida's vote could be cast before Election Day, and because of the way the state tabulates votes, it could be one of the first to report its results. Bloomberg advisors hope that his new funding will help tip the state in favor of Biden, all but killing Trump's chances to win the Electoral College. Subscribe to Politico Dispatch wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, check out some of our other shows like Pulse Check, Women Rule, Politico Energy, and Nerdcast. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.
At Facebook, we continue to take critical steps to better secure our platforms, including more than tripling safety and security teams to 35,000 people and partnering with security researchers, other tech companies, and law enforcement. What's next? We support updating internet regulations to address today's challenges and hold companies, including Facebook, accountable for combating foreign election interference, protecting people's privacy, and enabling safe and easy data portability between platforms. Learn more at about.fb.com/regulation.